Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Zone, coming to you live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort. Now, here's Justin Akre and DJ Williams on the Buzz Radio Network.
This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name.
He doesn't need his name up in lights, he just wants to be heard, whether it's the beat or the mic. So unlike everybody.
Excuse me, DJ and I are playing golf on the simulator here, and I just nine putted or something to lose the first hole in a match play. That's so infuriating. That is just so stupid. I ran an 8-foot putt by 8 feet twice. This is a joke. Kicking DJ's butt all over the course. And then
what do you mean?
I was kicking your ass until I
my first 8-putted. Putt. I sunk it. Give me some credit. We're both putting on the same thing.
I hit it right down the line.
Well,
right down the line.
There's no advantage. When I'm up and when you're up,
it's a joke.
Same thing.
Yeah, whatever.
Short game will get you every time.
Shut up, Todd. I'm already pissed. It's annoying.
Oh, it's awesome.
Oh, God, it's so dumb. All right, let's get to... Oh, we didn't do champs and chumps. We got to do champs and chumps, too. So let's make sure we do that before we get too much further. And if you don't have one, think about your champ and your chump. Think about your champ and your chump. Don't wing it. One apiece.
Think about it.
Knock it out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll do it after entertainment and birthdays, okay? We do have one pair of tickets to give away still, Todd, for Razorbacks. So let's get to entertainment, and we'll go from there.
Today's entertainment report is brought to you by Bell and Sword Gentlemen's Clothing in Conway. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram, or stop by Bell and Sword's new and larger location at 1011 Oak Street.
Somebody, by the way, asked about post time. It's 12:30 every day except for Sunday. It's noon on Sunday. Okay. So, Cody Johnson's in the news today. It's an interesting story. He said, this might be really cheesy. I'll tell you how I proposed to my wife. On our first date, I took her to a Texas Roadhouse. We sat in a booth, and I was just so in love, I could not wait to make her my wife. A year later, to the day, we parked in the same spot, went to the same booth. He didn't pop the question inside. He waited until they got back in the truck. Then he got down on one knee.
In his truck?
Dang, must That's be a big truck.
Must be. He got it like that. Now they have three kids, and it all started with... with Texas Roadhouse. I will say that the bread and
the rolls
butter.
And the honey butter, is that what it is?
If that doesn't Come make on. You feel like you're in love, nothing
That's
will.
It right there.
Yeah. The new Scream movie is not getting much love. Scream 7 officially in theaters. It already has the lowest Rotten Tomatoes score of the franchise. As of last night, it was at 38%. The previous worst was Scream 3, which was 45%. So... we will see how it ends up. But it's not getting much love early on here. I know I won't be seeing it, so I'll have to take your word for it on how good it is. Todd, have you seen the Scream movies?
I've seen several of them. I haven't seen like the last two or three.
Okay. Well, they're out there.
I think the last one I saw was Scream 4, I think.
Okay. Well, you've missed three, buddy. You got.
I know. I'm behind the times.
All right, BK is elevating its Whopper experience with three small tweaks to the burger. First, it's going to now be served in a box instead of the wrapper. They're going to try to keep it nice and fresh for you so it doesn't get smooshed. Also, they are changing the bun and the mayo. They both got an upgrade, it says, to make them taste better and a bit more premium. But everything else, I guess, is the same. So those are their three tweaks. So if you're a Whopper eater... That's how you get her done. All right. This was kind of concerning to me today. This could have been a what the hell story. It says, old person smell is real, and science will dictate whether it happens to you. I've never heard of this.
It'll come. Grandma B had a smell.
Who?
Grandma B.
Did she?
Yeah.
What did it smell like?
Old people smell.
What does old people smell? I guess I've never noticed this before. So there's an actual biological phenomenon called caused by an epidermal change, that's a different deal. Epidermal change that happens to everyone as they age. According to skin experts, every birthday after 40 increases the likelihood of the changes that the way skin smells.
Hmm.
I've never heard of this.
You never heard, like, been at grandma's house and she gets up from a chair and you sit where she's sitting and you can kind of smell her a little bit?
It depends if she ate chili with beans. apparently, there's a thing called 2-nonanol. It's an organic compound known as an aldehyde. The aging odor is caused by increased production of this aldehyde in older people. That's really wild. I guess I never really noticed it before. I didn't know that was a thing. Todd, if you feel like queuing up some Billy Idol, feel free. I could have given you a heads up on that, I suppose. He is included in the newly announced nominations for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's Class of 2026. We told you about the others yesterday. Bill Collins, Lauryn Hill, Oasis, Sade, Iron Maiden, and more. There is a brand new trailer for an upcoming feature-length documentary called Billy Idol Should Be Dead. Directed by a three-time Grammy winner and produced by Live Nation, the film traces the life and career of Billy Idol through never-before-seen archival and personal interviews with Idol, his family, peers, and collaborators. The documentary digs deep into his emergence as a prototypical punk rocker, his meteoric rise as a global superstar, and the myriad of challenges Idol had to overcome to not just survive, but to remain one of the most beloved figures in rock and roll. I will watch that. Shia LaBeouf is out on bail. $100,000 he had to pay to get out of a New Orleans tank following his arrest during a Mardi Gras bar altercation. The judge charged him with two counts of battery for fighting men who ejected him from our bar in the Marigny neighborhood. I love Marigny. I've never been to our bar, but I'm going to definitely go there now. It's probably going to be a lot more famous.
Mm-hmm.
The incident occurred 15 minutes after midnight, with LaBeouf apparently striking someone with a closed fist before returning more aggressively. One alleged victim called it a hate crime due to homophobic slurs.
Hmm.
He has to stay in New Orleans and undergo drug and alcohol testing. The judge denied his request to travel to Rome for his father's baptism. Clearly, you don't take your alcohol problem seriously, says the judge. Please take charge. You know what? I would love to be stuck in New Orleans by a judge, but the fact that you can't drink would suck. All right, this is one of the most underreported on stories in the world.
Really?
Yes, I think. Not that, this.
Yeah.
Singer David. This is a deal where they found the girl in the trunk, remember?
Yes.
And it was
his
car.
Yeah.
And he was out on tour when it was going on.
Yeah.
He's the target of an L.A. County grand jury investigation of the killing of a 14-year-old girl whose decomposed body was found in a Tesla registered to him. Prosecutors described the 20-year-old singer as the target of the investigation and grand jury subpoenas issued January 15th. I don't know what took so long for him to become the target of the investigation, but it's like dead girl that he apparently had a relationship with ends up in his car, and it's like, how is he not the first person you're digging in on? He stayed on tour for weeks after that before they ever got a hold of him.
And just left the body in the trunk.
It's a weird deal.
Allegedly.
Documents say the target may be involved in having committed the following criminal offenses against the law of the state of California. One count of murder. Yeah, he's in big trouble. I just cannot believe that this has taken this long to get to this point. They say the wheels of justice turn slowly, DJ, and we are seeing that bear itself out.
Very slow.
Repeatedly. Anyway, it's pretty wild. All right, that is all for entertainment today. Let's get some birthday players lined up. I only need two. We have tickets to go see the Razorbacks play baseball tomorrow for the winner. 501-661-1037. We already have one person lined up. Let's see if we can get another. Pete hung up. He wanted to talk about Grandma's house.
Yeah.
501-661-1037. If you want to join us, Mike is already on. I'm going to put you with DJ. Todd, is there a big delay? I mean, what are we doing? What's going on? Give me a caller. There we go. Now we're ringing. All right, Mike, you're on with DJ for Razorback tickets. And we've also got Aaron is going to be with Todd. Aaron is with Todd. You ready? Of course you are. That smells. It's now starting to smell old people.
You smell that?
Yeah, what is
it
that?
It just hit me.
It smells like horses. They must have gone into the paddock over there.
Yeah. You think that's old people?
Old horse smell. Probably 4-year-olds and up. All right, Todd, let's get to it.
Birthday Trivia in the Zone is brought to you by Brewski's Pub and Grub. Your home for lunch, happy hour, and late night. With locations in Little Rock and North Little Rock. Come get your grub on.
All right. On this day, Tiger Woods became the youngest PGA golfer in 35 years. DJ, 16 years old, Tiger Woods, youngest PGA golfer in 35 years. What year was it?
That was 1993.
T.O. Double D, what do you say?
94.
92.
Ooh, that's close.
On this day, one of the greatest songs ever recorded, Ebony and Ivory.
Uh-huh.
Paul McCartney, Stevie Wonder. What year, Todd?
1981.
Good enough, DJ. On this day in history, American film production company Happy Madison Productions, founded by Adam Sandler. If Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison are his two most famous characters, what is his third most famous character?
The Wedding Singer, The Water Boy.
Water Boy, I bet, would be a good one.
You think so?
What was it? Bobby Boucher.
Boucher.
I can't name the Wedding Singer's name, but I know Bobby Boucher's name.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what year was Happy Madison created?
1992.
Todd?
1996.
Six, bingo, bango.
Wow,
tied.
Nice.
And last but not least, Todd, on this day in history, Olympic sprinter and long jumper Carl Lewis made a world record jump. I don't know how far it is, but it's a long ways.
What was the
8.675 meters. I don't know. It's been beaten since then, but what year, Todd?
1984.
Bingo.
I was going to say
bango.
That.
Well, you didn't get a chance. All right, here we go. Birthday time. Got a few from today and a couple for tomorrow. This woman is now a full-grown person, but she was once a first kid in the White House.
Jenna Chelsea
Bush.
Clinton.
Chelsea Clinton's right. How old?
Chelsea Clinton is 41.
Todd?
43.
I'd already given you the point. I figured you'd get closer. 46.
Mm.
This woman is celebrating a birthday today. She was one-third of a all-woman group.
Beyonce, Kelly Rowland, Michelle.
One of her former
T-Boggs
bandmates is now dead.
Michelle Chili.
Chili.
Does that work?
Yes, because we were talking about Chili earlier,
okay.
Remember?
Yeah.
Chili was born on National Chili Day, depending on who you ask. Rosanda Chili Thomas is how old today, Todd? Chili from TLC.
Chili from TLC is 47?
No. Once reportedly dated our own T.J. Holmes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
She is 50.
55. We're tied at 5. Todd, give me some music, baby. What are we doing?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. He's like, I'm trying to win. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
All right, this guy's a Hall of Fame football player. He was a tight end.
Antonio Gonzalez.
He also coached the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl when they were blown out by the Chicago Bears in 1986.
Oh, you're talking about the Patriots coach.
Yes, that's correct, Todd.
Oh.
He attended SMU and played his entire career for the Baltimore Colts. 631 catches, 92-75.
Todd Heap?
Nope.
Oh.
68 touchdowns. Horace Gray coached the Packers. I don't know if he coached somebody else, but played in 5 Pro Bowls. Happy birth, Pro Bowls. Pro Bowls. Happy birthday. You guys give up?
Yeah.
92 years old, Raymond Berry.
Oh, that one.
This Hall of Famer attended the University of California. Excuse me. And he also played tight end.
Tony Gonzalez.
That's right, Tony Gonzalez. You guessed Tony Gonzalez for Raymond Berry.
Yeah.
Pretty funny. Todd, how old's Tony Gonzalez today?
Tony Gonzalez is double nickel.
Nope.
You said 88?
55.
Oh, sorry. Why did I go there? He is 56.
50 today.
Hmm.
This guy's a Hall of Fame NBA basketball player who attended the University of North Carolina, played his entire career for the L.A. Lakers.
James Worthy.
Very good kid. DJ, how old?
James Worthy is 67 today.
No.
72.
65. This is for tomorrow. I got two for tomorrow, okay? By the way, it's 7-7, so we got a good matchup going here. This woman's an actress who came on the scene years ago in a football movie, and she has revived her career with Landman.
Oh, Demi Moore?
No. What's her name? She wears a nice, cool whip bikini. Her name is...
She was also in Legally Blonde.
Yeah. I do not know her name, but I know who she is.
Happy birthday. Allie Larder's birthday is today.
What is it?
Allie Larder.
Allie Larder.
Allie Larder.
Larder.
A-L-I Larder. She's 50.
Yeah.
Last but not least, for the tiebreaker, boys. Hope you can get this. This guy's an actor.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Transformers.
Shia LaBeouf.
He was in Mr. Deeds, Collateral Damage.
Oh,
Brother, Where Art Thou?
Very, very sneaky. Very, very sneaky.
Do the Right Thing.
I don't know his name. It's on you, Todd.
He was also on a TV show on HBO called The Night Of, if you ever saw it. He had a real serious issue with his feet.
I know exactly who it is.
His name is no clue whatsoever.
John Turturro. Yes, you do. John Turturro. He also played Jesus in The Big Lebowski. He was great. You don't mess with the Jesus. You got that right.
Very, very sneaky.
I
like him in Mr. Deeds.
You ever bring out your piece again? I want to stick it all the way up there. And
we need a tiebreaker.
Pull the trigger until it goes click. Jesus, you got that right. All right.
Well, at least we do need a tiebreaker, and it's not like we all brain farted like the other day. Couldn't come up with Phil Knight.
Oh.
Wow, Todd, cheap
dang.
Shot.
Cheap
shot. All right, Todd.
Hey,
here
I
go.
Was there in the brain
fart. Yeah, he was there.
I wasn't immune.
He was there.
How old is John Turturro?
John Turturro. 66?
66, no.
67.
He is 69 today.
Woo!
Mike, you're going to see the Razorbacks play tomorrow. Congratulations. Good battle, boys. Good battle. Good work.
Good job, DJ. Thanks, Todd.
All right. 12:22. Let me hit a couple of texts here from our friends at Middleton Heat and Air, and then we will take a break, and we will come back and do Champs and Chumps. And rewind what's on tap. I guess we can do Champs and Chumps this segment if you got one ready.
Yeah.
Okay, let me hit a couple of these. Dang it, I could not get in for birthdays, but it's my birthday, and I should get Razorback tickets. Thank you, Tamora. Sorry, Tamora.
Mm.
You probably should have, but I wish I would have seen that earlier. On the bright side, there's no way in cornbread hell I can smell worse than an old person than I did as a young person. Okay, well, there you go. How much to sponsor Christian to come back for birthdays? Listen, it's competitive now. I like it.
Yeah. Give me a break.
Justin's going to now start realizing he can smell old people. I know. That's going to be bothersome. Savage says it smells like mothballs and Depends.
I say a little bit about that.
Okay, that's mean. DJ kept putting his butt in front of the camera and could not help but notice he has a white string hanging out of his back pocket. Well, it is that time.
What is it?
Let me see.
Do you see a white string?
I don't know. I ain't looking at your butt.
Yeah, come on. Take a look.
Oh, you got a blue. It's blue. It's right here.
It's a blue string?
Yeah,
what is it?
It's a blue string. I don't know. It's right there.
It's very observant on the string.
That is. Boy, you're really looking close to your butt. This person says, I find Heather hard to look at. She's too old for that bright yellow hair and red lipstick. That's mean. Stop it. Randall says, never mind, I got it. Okay, good. I don't know what it was. Jerk says, I think somebody put him in as Jerk. What is your actual name? I'm going to ask this guy. What is your real name? I'm going to put his real name in.
It says Jerk says.
It says Jerk. Quit reading. I think Josh put that in there.
Oh.
Because, you see, he doesn't like criticism. None of us do, but I don't mind. As long as you're not too disrespectful. He says, I won't be using Oakland anymore. FanDuel is god-awful. Well, I think if Wayne believes in what they're doing, then it's probably going to be great. I trust in him. How bad does this tick off the other casinos? I'm guessing a little bit. I don't know what happens there. 12:24. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we will... we're going to do Champs and Chumps first. Take that back. My bad. Sorry. I'm all over the place. All right, Todd. Give me a little Champs and Chumps here. It is brought to you by our good friends here in Hot Springs, which I do adore them so much.
Champs and Chumps is brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. With indoor and outdoor seating, Ouachita Bar and Grill provides a family-friendly environment with mouth-watering food. BKC Home Builders is their premier home builder in Hot Springs, providing custom home build and remodels, both big and small. For more info, go to bkchomebuilders.com.
My chump this week is boxing. Giving us this garbage fight in the sphere that is going to make millions and millions of dollars because we're a bunch of sheep being led to the unentertaining slaughter. And you are part of the problem if you're listening to this show, probably. You're either going to spend money, or you're going to go to a local bar, or you're going to go to one of your buddies' houses, and you're going to watch this garbage that they give you because you're willing to eat whatever they give you. And if they give you pistachio-encrusted turds, you'd put them in your mouth because you're like, well, it's still food. No, it isn't. There's a lot better options here. And if you would quit paying for pistachio-encrusted turds, they might give you a steak sandwich. So, shame on you. Get your lives together. And don't spend a dollar on Mayweather-Pacquiao. But you will.
Yep.
But you will. My champ this week is Tyler Reddick and the entire 2311 team. Two races in NASCAR. Two wins for Tyler Reddick and one big FU to NASCAR for Michael Jordan Company. He challenged them in the offseason, and now they are just kicking butt. Now, I don't expect them to win this weekend in the road race, but it'd be real neat if they went 3-for-3. Anyway, so Michael Jordan not scared, and kudos to them.
I got a champ, Billy Richmond. Man, I can't get over how special this has been, seeing his emergence. Once again, another 20-point performance. He's just adding them up. And it seems like he's just getting better and better. Could be the key to taking Arkansas
all the way to the round of 32.
To as far as they're going to go. Could be the key. Yes, he could. And I got a chump for people hopping on the panic ship because Arkansas lost a midweek game. I think me not even being a big baseball avid follower, Justin, I understand why sometimes teams like that drop midweek games. But, yeah. Excited moving forward. So everybody that thinks and has posted that Arkansas baseball, this isn't our year because we lost to A-State, pump the brakes a little bit.
Pump a brake. Slam on the brakes.
Slam on them.
Relax.
Hit the e-brake maybe.
Yeah, you need to chill out.
thought
if you got something, feel free. But at Washed Up Bar and Grill this week, and I will tell you that tonight, Viesel Savage. Is that the name? V-I-S-E-L Savage. I don't know. If there's live music there, I'm usually like, it's going to be great, so whatever. Christine DeMeo is playing there on Saturday from 7 to 10. So if you're looking for something to do, the Washtenaw Bar and Grill, great spot. And don't forget about Sunday Fun Days and bingo and all that. And then, of course, it's a great place for Mondays as well. And there aren't a lot on Mondays as far as places to go out. So check out our friends over at the Washtenaw Bar and Grill. I'm looking forward to getting back there real soon.
I have a champ and a chump in the same situation.
Go for it.
The chump is Pacific Street in Omaha between 63rd and 67th. Where I'm sure you've seen the video of the sinkhole that was created the other day.
I did see that.
My champ is in that same situation, goes to two Nebraska-Omaha female athletes, I believe they're basketball players, who just happened to be crossing that intersection just after the sinkhole was created and helped to get the two drivers of the two vehicles out of said vehicles and away from the situation so that people could begin to assess the situation and get everything cleared off.
Sinkholes are scary, man.
They are.
They are scary. I don't like them. All right, about to head in?
Yes.
Let's do it. Once again, where we are right now, can't talk enough about our friends at Oaklawn. We talk about the racing to open up. It's a perfect day to come out, hang out. Nancy's going to be hanging out with folks early in the morning around 8:30. Highly suggest if you're somebody who loves the horses, the ins and outs, want to learn a little bit, come hang out with her for that. She'll have a special guest as well. That is going to be the place to be over here. Now, if wagering's not for you, it's all good. We got all kind of forms of entertainment when it comes to Oaklawn. We always got Cliff and Susan in the Pops Lounge here at the Mainline Sports Bar. Sit back and enjoy all the sports. I mean, we haven't taken time to count these yet. There's a lot of TVs here. Let's just say that. Also, when it comes to booking a stay, highly suggest doing that as well. Great rooms looking out over the track. Great restaurants. We talked about those as well. Apparently missing out on how good that Oak Room is, but I can vouch for the Bugler, some of the best sea bass that I've ever had. So if you want a trip, hang out with our friends over here at Oaklawn. All you have to do is book a stay at oaklawn.com.
Conversation with live fan feedback at 1037thebuzz.com, presented on The Zone by Rainbow Restoration. When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, damage from water, smoke, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. ArkansasRestorationExperts.com. They restore, you recover.
This is Texas Sports Center.
The season-long 18-game homestand for the number 6 Arkansas baseball team continues today and this weekend as the Razorbacks host Texas Arlington. Right-hander Gabe Gackel takes the mound today for the Razorbacks. He's 1-0 on the young season with a 1.93 ERA. Arkansas is 7-1 all-time against Texas Arlington, and the Razorbacks are winners of 33 straight non-conference regular season weekend series at home. Today's game gets started at 3 o'clock. That means pregame coverage on the Razorback Sports Network gets underway at 2:30 on 106.7 Buzz 2. Other games involving in-state teams today, ASU hosts UAPB for the weekend. The Little Rock Trojans face Missouri State in Springfield, and UCA hosts South Dakota State. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
At CertaPro, you can enjoy paint-free painting. That's right, you heard it correctly. Schedule a residential interior project now, and CertaPro will cover the cost of paint and primer. Hurry, though, as these incredible savings only apply to jobs done in January and February, so make sure to schedule yours today. Since these are the slowest months, CertaPro just wants to keep great crews busy. It's that simple. Don't wait. Schedule today at CertaPro.com before the schedule fills up. That's Certa with a C, CertaPro.com. CertaPro, that's painting happy.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders, building premier homes in Hot Springs. It's the Hot Springs Boat Tackle and RV Show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Hot Springs Convention Center. Over 100,000 square feet of boats and RVs at discounted show pricing. This weekend at the Hot Springs Convention Center, it's the Boat Tackle and RV Show.
BKC Home Builders are the premier home builders, providing custom builds and remodels. No matter what size your dream is, BKC will walk you through all the phases, from house plans to landscaping, to make your custom home as beautiful as you imagine. The team at BKC will be with you through the entire process. If you're looking for commercial building or remodeling, BKC has your commercial needs covered as well. BKCHomeBuilders.com or find them on Facebook. That's BKC Home Builders in Hot Springs.
Hey folks, this is Mitch Ward, proudly serving the great state of Arkansas with Red River Auto Group for over 20 years. We started as Arkansas's number one Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep dealer, but we've also got Ford and Toyota. And I like to think we've got the largest discounts than anybody in the state. But folks, really, if you bring us any reasonable deal right now, we're going to try to put something together. If that means us giving a little too much for your trade or selling ours for just a little too cheap or fighting for the best rate, we're going to make it happen. Check us out at RedRiverAuto.com.
Listen to Morning Mayhem for your chance to finish the lyric with Justin Moore, brought to you by Rainbow Restoration. When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. ArkansasRestorationExperts.com. They restore, you recover.
The Zone with Justin Akre and DJ Williams in the Oaklawn Hot Spring Studio is back.
But I don't mind. Just wanna rock you, girl. I'll have whatever you have. Come on, let's give it a whirl. See, I've been watching you. I like the way you move. So go ahead, girl, just do it. Take the thing you do.
Alright, welcome back. Here at the Mainline Sports Bar. Got a little friendly competition going on right now.
Yep.
Justin, that's a good swing, man.
Yeah, not bad. You're up. We're going to do the rewind here, and then we'll take a break, come back, and do what's on tap as we welcome back in. And let's get James into the break, too, if we can. Todd Pierce, appreciate you. Let's get to it here. We're gonna skip on a couple of these, I think, but let's go back to the rewind here, and we'll knock it out.
Now it's time to look back. It's the best interview and show moments of the week. It's the Zone Rewind.
All right. Well, pretty exciting weekend, and again, all the respect in the world and appreciation to the United States Olympic women's team because they made me some money here in the Oaklawn Sportsbook. I did not bet on the men. I was not as confident as I was in the women. Now, they both had to go to overtime to win over Canada, so the men would have paid a lot better. I should have bet on them, too. Jack Haynes, here's how it went down. Game winner.
And it's Werenski. Now Jack Hughes puts it around the car. United States with numbers. Rock across it comes. Jack Hughes wins it. The golden goal for the United States.
Gotta love it. Mike Tirico, the man. Mm. I mean, he just does such a phenomenal job. He sums up the Olympics in a very poignant fashion and talks about sports in general.
Because of a drought that almost lasted the half century, those teams are revered. They are held on to forever. And what happened today doesn't take away from the greatness of those teams or the meaning that those teams have in U.S. hockey. But what you saw today was the build of a generation, inspired perhaps by that team that lost in 2010 in Vancouver to the Sidney Crosby golden goal in overtime, or the team where T.J. Oshie had all those shootout goals in 2014. That's when these guys were doing what you're doing, watching on TV, and they were young, and they were living the dream. So for all the young people out there, not just the hockey, but all the Olympics you've watched, those dreams are formed now. Go chase them and go get them, because our country loves sports, and it brings us together unlike anything else. And if you didn't know that, if you haven't been watching the last 2 weeks, you saw it in Team USA Hockey, winning the gold over their arch rival Canada here in Milan to wrap up these 25th Olympic Winter Games.
Man's articulate. You got to love it. Mm. John Calipari's articulate, too. And Billy Richmond, I don't know if he's articulate, but he's good at everything, just about. At least that's what John Calipari says.
It's the softest 21, most quiet 21 points that I've seen in my 26 years of coaching.
That's so ridiculous.
Maybe more.
That's not true.
Than that.
That's just so ridiculous.
Billy Richmond, like, you would never know he just had 21 points. He just plays because you're watching everything else he does.
All right. John Calipari admittedly watches basketball differently than I do, but all we see this guy do is make threes and dunk on people. I notice everything he does. So I'll have to disagree that that is the quiet. Like, A-Cup has had 20 games where he's had quieter 20-point games than that. So disagree. But I love you, Coach. Dave Van Horn trying to talk everybody off the ledge. Don't jump! After Arkansas State knocked off his bunch earlier this week.
Yeah, just, you know, hopefully he learned something from that. And, you know, we get to play again tomorrow. And, you know, we're down in numbers, and the guys got to play. You know, backup catcher's sick, different guys are sick. And, you know, it's just the way it is. Leadoff man sick, hurt, and, you know, better now than later. But we got to find a way to get through it.
Ruiz, what's an update on him when he might be able to play again?
Yeah, I mean, I could. It'd be real iffy to play him tomorrow, and I'm hoping I can play him this weekend. But I'm not going to play. I'm not planning on playing him tomorrow.
Well, Arkansas did come back and win the second game, 1-0. So everybody relax; it'll be okay. And then the hockey team. We're going to end up with them as well, as Donald Trump welcomed them in for the State of the Union on Tuesday, and one player in particular. Got a lot of attention. It was Hellebuck there, goalie.
Think of it, 46 shots on goal, and I asked him, the one shot, the one where you put your stick in the back and it hit the neck of your stick and bounced off. You practice that, or was that a little lucky?
Lucky.
He refused to answer that question. But I just want to tell you that the members of this great hockey squad will be very happy to hear, based on their vote and my vote, and in this case, my vote was more important, that I will soon be presenting Connor with our highest civilian honor, which we will be given, and which has been given to many athletes over the years.
Not that many.
When I say many, not too many, like
not
12.
Many.
Just the right amount.
It's called the highest civilian honor in our country, the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
All right, we'll end it there because that is the greatest clip of the year so far. We've given it to everybody. Well, not that many people, only 12 people.
Yeah.
It's very good. Just the right amount of awards handed out. But you're going to get one, too. You'll be lucky 13. All right, 1240, and let me see if we got any more feedback that I want to share. Then they got served hamburgers at the White House. Yes, well, that is very popular. I may have missed it. Did they say when the transition is for DJ? No, he's decided to stay a man. No,
couple weeks.
Couple
maybe?
Weeks, he said. Yeah. Ethan says, Bruce Willis saw dead people. Justin smells old people. No, it was the horses. It was the horses. The horses. All right, that's that. That's going to do it. Darren, by the way, I want to apologize. Darren played birthday trivia the last 2 days and lost both days. Yeah, he's very upset he didn't get tickets. I'm sorry, Darren. Better luck next time. Last thing here on our... This is from our live fan feedback through our Listen Live button. I think we need to worry about getting a new stadium sponsor before these stupid sponsors on the uniforms. What are we doing? I will tell you, Jackson, that I have been told that there is a stadium sponsor secured, and they're working through some things. So, again, I'm not anyone that is here to protect anybody or try to defend anybody. I'm just telling you what I've been told. So, I think everybody can quit worrying about the stadium sponsor. I will bet you, I will bet anybody who wants to wager that there will be a stadium name on the stadium before the season starts.
Has there been, can you name a school right now that has a sponsor like that on their jersey?
It's becoming the norm, so I don't know for sure, but
I know they do it for practice jerseys all the time.
Look at the NBA. Do you notice the logos?
No.
No, I don't either. You know, who cares? They've had them on there forever.
Are they on there?
Yes. See?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter. Yes, that's it.
Okay.
They did this years ago, and we're all like, oh, my gosh, what are we doing?
Yeah.
And guess what? Nobody cares.
Yeah.
It's not even noticeable.
Yeah.
Everybody relax. It's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
UT Arlington beat TCU, so they can't be a pushover, says Mark. Yeah, that's true, but when you win in the midweek, it doesn't always mean that your team is great. I assume TCU is pretty good, though. You're right. That's a fair take. All right, we're going to hit a break. It's 12:42, and we are going to try to get James on. And if you want to try him out of the break, no dice. Okay, he's busy apparently. All right, Todd, roll that beautiful bean footage, and we'll come back and wrap things up with what's on tap for the weekend. And if you want to join us, 501-661-1037. Otherwise, we can rehash a few things we already touched on earlier. Oh, I do have that story about football I want to talk about. Football, football, football. They made some decisions, or they're heading towards making decisions, on some college football things. And I think they just haven't gone far enough, but we'll talk about it. All right, as we head in, I will tell you there are, what's today, 27th?
Yes.
Today and tomorrow, last 2 days of the month at Guadney Chevrolet. And if you heard the desperation in James's voice, that's why he can't talk to us.
Mm.
He's so busy right now making deals because he's so nervous and so concerned about selling enough cars before the end of the month. Listen, they are in a position where they've got to sell cars. They only get 28 selling days in February. They got to sell some cars. So you go help them, they'll help you. It's what we call a quid pro quo in Latin. Mm. Big savings on 25 and 26 models all month long. Silverados, those nice big trucks, over 20% off MSRP. That's big time savings. And brand new Equinox for under $27,000. And you can get a brand new car at Guadney Chevrolet in Jacksonville for under $20,000. A 25 Trax for $19,999. It's unbelievable. But here we are. It's all too real. All you need to do is take a short trip to Jacksonville. Get off at the James Street exit if you're heading north from the capital city. And get in there and make yourself a deal, folks, and they'll take care of you on your trade. They'll treat you like family. They've been doing it since 1957. You know the place. It's Guadney Chevrolet, big trucks, big SUVs, small SUVs, even non-Chevrolet cars. You can see their entire selection at GuadneyChevrolet.com. All right, we're back in the zone. One more segment after this.
Hey, baby, let's keep in touch.
Down south, a handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm is rooted in Southern tradition and grit. Southern-born and raised and Arkansas-based, Brad Hendricks is named a Mid-South Super Lawyer year after year. So for car and big truck wrecks, medical malpractice, wrongful death, bankruptcy, and Social Security claims, his law firm produces results. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Southern roots, serious results.
Hey, it's Chuck the Promo Guy. Join me every Tuesday morning for Check In with Chuck, brought to you by Hubbard Power Sports Can-Am and Sea-Doo in Russellville, where you can get rates as low as 0.99% on Can-Am ATVs and side-by-sides, and huge end-of-year savings with rebates up to $3,500 plus additional in-store discounts.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshield, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See shelter agents Nick Gennardi, Daniel Vickers, or Becky Bradley in Sherwood today.
When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, whether it's damage from smoke, water, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. Their extensively trained team, state-of-the-art equipment, and 24/7 rapid response will help get your life back on track fast. Because this isn't just their service area, it's their home. When you need them, find them at ArkansasRestorationExperts.com. Rainbow Restoration, where they restore, you recover. Services performed by an independently owned and operated franchise.
Ray Tucker with good news for enthusiasts of Triumph motorcycles. Honda of North Little Rock now carries the legendary classics and cutting-edge rides. We have the Bonneville Bobber, Daytona 600, the TF450X, the Sunning Evans Presley Edition, and the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. You get the idea. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
U.S. Truck Accessories, your number one Central Arkansas source for truck accessories. Specializing in camper shells, bed covers, spray-in bed liners, trailer hitches, steps, grill guards, bumpers, lift kits, and much more. With professional installation on all products they offer. Locations in Conway and Searcy. U.S. Truck Accessories offers their customers twice the service. Locally owned and operated by a military veteran since 2002. Visit in-store, online. U.S. Truck Accessories. Work hard. Play hard.
You choose, you win.
And the crowd goes wild. The 2026 Bud Light $10,000 Bracket Challenge is your chance to win a 50-inch TV. Submit a perfect bracket and you'll win $10,000. Pick 60 games correctly, win $1,000. Registration is now open at 1037thebuzz.com. It's the Bud Light $10,000 Bracket Challenge from 1037 The Buzz.
If you're loving what you hear on The Zone, you should try our video stream on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, or Twitter. Now let's get back into The Zone.
All right, I got a story to tell you about and one What's on Tap report from DJ Williams. As we finish up here, I got to tell you about my friends at Cash and DJ. We know the food here is fantastic, but when we're in the capital city, we know where to go. We go downtown, we hit up the Harding's Joint Cash in downtown, and today, DJ, is Friday. Today is Fried Chicken Friday. That's for right. Specials. And there's going to be a great dinner special, I'm sure, as well. All you need to do is pop in there and find out more about it. 501-850-0265. If you need special event space, you definitely need cash in your life. So, lunchtime, dinner time, great place to hang out and have a cocktail. If you've had a hard week, or you've had a great week and you got something to celebrate, it's a great place to go in and have a drink, raise a toast. And any special event space up to 150 people, also cash. 501-850-0265. Online at CashLittleRock.com. You can see the entire menu, and except for the specials, of course. Mm. But don't forget to make... Don't ever skip the appetizers at Cash. Mm-hmm. Tuna wontons.
You gotta have
pork belly. Mm. Outstanding. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. So get downtown and see our friends. And again, for special event space, get on board ASAP. All right, let me hit this story real quick, and then we do What's on Tap. So the Division I football rules makers have proposed a one-year trial rule regarding disqualification. I assume this has to still be voted on, but under the new rule, you would not miss a game after a targeting, even if it was in the second half. And that needs to happen. Now, I think they need to just quit automatic ejecting people, too. And I don't know if they'll ever do that, but that's something that needs to be considered. The other thing is dress code. They're talking about you have to be covered, basically, from your ankle all the way up to where your pants start. Now, I think they're trying to keep it from people wearing the short shorts, but now they're just going to get people wearing leggings, I think. So yeah. I don't know if it specifically says your knees have to be covered. I didn't see that. Says have to wear leg coverings from top of their shoes to the bottom of their pants. Players would have to wear the same covering style and color for that particular game.
Oh, like
again,
it.
I don't know what the point is. Like, what are we doing?
I mean, I will say it. Maybe it's old school in me. It does drive me nuts when I look at like the defense and half the guys have their shirt all the way pulled up.
We're
back
talking
flap
about
out.
Pants, though.
And then I mean, I'm just talking about as far as a uniform is concerned. But
this means you'd have to wear like long socks, I guess,
or just leggings,
or leggings,
or
whatever.
Spandex,
they,
what do we
why
call
can't
that?
You just wear short socks
and
have
leggings?
And have no leggings. Like, I don't know why. What difference does it make? What difference does it make if your calf's exposed to the world?
I don't know. There was a fine in the NFL if you didn't have a certain amount of white showing.
Did you have to be covered from head to toe, though? I mean, from waist down?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
If you look, you know, because, you know, the they have the color of the team and then the white. You have to have, they'll measure it too,
yeah.
A certain amount of white showing.
It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. So some people just put tape there.
And then also, under a new proposal, a team could choose to attempt a fair catch kick after a completed or awarded fair catch. So this is something that I think the NFL does this anyway. But it's like, again, you're talking about the perfect scenario where it's like you're fair catching a ball at like your own 49 or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the other team's 49.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're within range automatically. Like, it's such a rare time that you would use it, I think. So
time would have to be running out.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to be that much of an impact. But whatever, no. That's fun. All right, let's hit What's on Tap, and we'll talk to Wes.
What's on Tap, highlighting the biggest sporting events each day, is brought to you by Flyway Brewing. With locations in Argenta, Breckenridge Village, Memphis, and Fayetteville. For more info, go to flywaybrewing.com. Fresh beer starts there. Follow the migration.
All right, we're going to start with some Arkansas baseball taking on UT Arlington. Our coverage will start at 2:30. You can listen to that on Buzz 2, so you may have to make a decision what you want to do with Out of Bounds. First pitch set for 3 o'clock.
Memphis, I believe in Wes just keeping me updated.
That's yeah, he'll do that. He'll do that. Then at 7 o'clock tonight on Buzz 2, you're going to have the Memphis Grizzlies. They take on the Dallas Mavericks. Tip-off for that one is at 7:30. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. Now, if you want to watch a little basketball tonight, number one team, are they still number one? Michigan taking on the Fighting Illini. That'll be at 7 o'clock on Fox. And then if you want to, I'll put this one in here for you, Justin. Last time you told me you were at a bar and you were kind of a couple drinks in, you were locked into the TV watching some gymnastics. I got you covered. If you want to run that back, you got Alabama taking on LSU. That was just for Justin. That'll be on the SEC Network at 8:30. Now the weekend, this is where it gets wild, y'all.
I'm embarrassed to say this.
What's that?
I'm not really embarrassed to say it. I enjoy the heck out.
Locked in.
We started looking at the schedule. Like, there's no Arkansas gymnastics meets that fit our schedule, unfortunately, because I'd love to go.
The weekend, we talked about it already, but you can catch Justin and David. And you're also going to be joined by
Jeff Money Taylor
for the Oakland Race Day. That'll be at 11 a.m. right here on 103.7 The Buzz. You got Women Trojans basketball. They take on Southern Indiana. That'll be at 12:45. You can catch that on Buzz 2. Then you got baseball again, UT Arlington, 1:30. Like I said, a big lineup. That's on 103.7 The Buzz. Let's talk about men's Trojans basketball. That will be at 3 o'clock on Buzz 2. And then basketball, Razorback, the big one, against Florida. That'll be a fun one. Tip-off is set for 7:30. Coverage starts at 7 o'clock right here on 103.7 The Buzz. Then you got the post-game show with Wes Moore and the Wizard, Christian Weaver, following the game.
Out at walk-ons, it'll be a ton of fun. Celebration time. I mean, or maybe it'll be sadness time, I don't know.
Mm.
Last thing here from Claws Up on our live fan feedback, brought to you by Rainbow Restoration. If the Bears win tomorrow and win the regular season, do they need to win the conference tournament to go to the big dance? Yes, unfortunately. They would still have to win the tournament down in Jacksonville next week. But if they're the one seed, that certainly doesn't hurt their chances. And if not, they'll be the two seed, which is also fine.
Mm.
All right, Wes, what is your level of optimism going into the weekend for Razorback basketball?
35%.
It's probably fine.
Okay.
I think I'd like to see them be competitive, I guess, is my thing. They're a big dog, almost double figures, and I would like to see the game be competitive at least. I don't expect them to win necessarily, but...
Yeah, Florida's a different animal. I mean, now that they're shooting and they're getting good guard play, this is a legitimate Final Four type team. You know, earlier in the season, the guard play struggled. They couldn't shoot from the three. That's the biggest thing. That's how you beat Florida. You play perimeter defense, not inside. Because you know what? They're going to get their points inside. They do it every week. You just can't let their guards go off and hit a bunch of threes. And if you can slow them down, you got a chance. And I like the guard matchup with Arkansas. So, you know what? They got a shot. If they go and shoot really well, they can pull off the upset.
The experts are expecting a high-scoring affair, 167.5. So, lots of points maybe to be scored. Be entertaining, won't it?
Yeah, Florida's got a really good defense. They shut down Texas the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game Wednesday night, and that was the difference. That interior defense can be tough. That's going to be the challenge for Arkansas. They love to get to the rim, get to the paint. Well, they got three guys that can block shots, and Chinny Lou's the SEC Defensive Player of the Year. So they got their work cut out for them offensively.
Yep.
But they're still, you know, good offensive team, hit some jump shots.
Yep. got some good matchups this weekend, too. Virginia's a double-digit underdog at Duke as a 10-point favorite, or excuse me, as a number 11 team, rather. Excuse me, 10.5-point dog is an 11, number 11-ranked team. That is for basically the ACC. If Virginia somehow could score the upset, they're going to be in great shape to win the league, but Duke is a pretty heavy favorite to win the league and to win that game. Arizona's hosting Kansas. I mean, Texas Tech at Iowa State. It'll be a fun weekend. So, anyway, what are we digging into today?
Coming up at 1:30, we'll head back down to Hot Springs here from Mark the Magician. He had some winners for us yesterday. We'll see if he can do it again today. Also coming up at 2:30, Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen. We'll find out about some of the promotional things they have going on this weekend. Make some free money. And 3:30, Vegas, or Brian Edwards from VegasInsider.com. He has some college basketball picks, including Arkansas-Florida. So we'll talk to him about that. And, of course, preview Arkansas-Florida. Keep an eye on the baseball game that starts at 3 o'clock. It'll be a very fast show on a Friday.
No doubt. All right, cool. I'll be listening all the way back home. Appreciate our friends here at Oaklawn. And, again, big race weekend. Tune in for Oaklawn Race Day tomorrow. We'll give you a little preview of that. And get down here and take advantage of it, folks. Lots of fun things to do in here between the sports book, the horse racing, the hotel, the restaurants. Tons of fun. So come see our friends down at Oaklawn. And stay tuned for Out of Bounds. DJ, great stuff.
Thanks,
Todd,
man.
Appreciate you very much. And we'll catch all of you folks next week here in the zone. Adios, everybody.
Home Builders are the premier home builders, providing custom builds and remodels. No matter what size your dream is, BKC will walk you through all the phases, from house plans to landscaping, to make your custom home as beautiful as you imagine. The team at BKC will be with you through the entire process. If you're looking for commercial building or remodeling, BKC has your commercial needs covered as well. BKCHomeBuilders.com or find them on Facebook.